What's up? We're back. Away with Words, the podcast. Woo. At the Kimmer Fest. We are here with Alexander Blaine. Yes, hello.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
First of all, amazing set. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Genre would you say that you are? Is it trap soul?
It's hard for me to put a genre on. I just make music. You dig
it?
And people gravitate towards it. It's a vibe. It's a feel. So if that's the genre, that's where I'm at with it.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. So tell us a little bit about your set. What did you want to bring to Kimmer Fest?
Say again?
Tell me about your set. What did you want to bring to Kimmer Fest?
Me, you know, just something different.
Yeah.
You know? I got a story behind me. I was signed with Ludacris when I was 15 years
old.
I'm still chasing my dreams, and I'm telling a story in my music, so I bring that to Kimmer Fest.
Yes.
How are you feeling after your performance?
I'm good. I'm tired. I'm glad it's over with.
Yeah,
I can go get me some sleep now. Non-stop running, working. So.
Yeah. And you like a real singer. Like, your voice is powerful and it's good. So I can only imagine why that would be tiring. You really did your thing.
Nah, I stopped 24/7, but that's what it takes, you know, to make it in this.
I love that. I love that.
Yes, we've been talking about all day how much listening to, like, the artists that have been on stage, how we appreciate hearing real music and seeing real performances where they're actually vocals on the stage, and it's not, you know, just a track. Like, that's really important with music, because you don't get that as often these days, especially with R&B,
I mean, I kind of came up with the old school a little bit. Like I said, I was signed with Ludacris at 15, so I'm 32 now, so I put a little time in. And we wasn't doing it with the lyrics underneath our songs back then. I ain't going to do it now.
Yeah, 100%. I love that. So we've been asking everybody about just if you could choose a song, preferably that's not your own song, that would describe the era that you're in or just wrap up this moment, what song would you choose?
A song that describes the era I'm in.
Or this moment, how you're feeling, anything.
I don't really listen to a lot of people, though, because I be trying not
that.
To, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want my sound to mesh with theirs in no type of way. So, but I listen to a bunch of old shit. Let me see.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's a great question.
Do you have a favorite artist? Do you have a favorite artist?
I like Bob Marley. I like Marvin Gaye.
Absolutely.
That type vibe. You know, if it had to be some modern day shit.
How do you feel about this new movie that's about to come out?
I think he don't really look like him to me, so that
kind of
throw it off a little bit, you know?
Well, I mean, I guess we can't do nothing but see, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Hopefully, kill an acting role and shut me up.
I think that I'm going to call your era old school vibe.
I can dig it.
I like that.
Old school is a good school.
Yeah, it's
You're
the best school we got.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, do you have any current projects or projects coming up? Anything that you want to tell people?
I don't have any projects coming up, but I got singles. A lot of singles dropping soon. I'm going to DR next week to shoot a video. So that's coming real soon.
Awesome. And tell the people where they can find you online or where they can find your music.
AB for short is my Instagram. Alexander Blaine on anything you listen music to on, or, you know, Alexander Blaine. Alexander Blaine everything.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for giving us some of your time today. This is Alexander Blaine, and we are Away With Words, the podcast. We'll be
back. Why y'all not sweating like me? Lights.
You just got off stage.
Oh, okay.
And it's hot.
I feel like I'm sweating more now.
I'm like, you just performed.
No, I do feel like I get sweatier when we're sitting here. Welcome back to Away With Words, the podcast. We're here with Enos.
Woo! Yeah. What's up?
We got to catch you before going on stage. How are you feeling?
I feel amazing. I feel good.
That's good.
Real good.
We've been trying to catch you all day.
I've been spending the block trying to, you know, we got a merch booth for our brand. Hard work pays off.
Oh, nice.
So, making sure I take care of the guys.
That's good. We know it's a busy day. A busy hot ass day.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about what we can look forward to today in your set.
Ooh, we finna rock. Like, I'm going to keep it G. Me performing with the band is like a different level.
Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
My band members are elite. Very elite.
I know that's the fuck, right?
I mean, I don't like to cap, but
no.
You'll see. Maybe you want to go back and post and give a little bit of feedback after you see it. I don't know. But I feed off their energy. It just take it to another level.
I love that.
Yeah.
And you have a very classic hip hop sound already, so I know you you probably mesh really well with a live band.
Yeah.
Love that.
I love it.
I love that you love, like, the live music sound, because I feel like you don't get that all the time, especially with hip-hop artists. You know, they don't always see the value
leaning
in
on their
track. The live music.
Yeah. And it's difficult. It's another skill to learn to perform with a band. It's a whole other art. So, but I'm blessed enough to been in spaces. The barbershop that I have, all the clients are all musicians.
Wow.
So I got kind of immersed in that family, and I learned a thing or two, and I humbled myself to be a student. I'm still a student, so every time I go to their rehearsal, I'm learning.
I love
it. Was it important to you to make sure that you had the band for this performance, or do you always perform
for this
with your
one
band?
Specifically, yes. No, I don't always.
Okay.
Like, I just got off the road with Benny the Butcher. It's just be me and my DJ, you know what I'm saying?
Because
I don't try to outshine. Try to outshine the headline.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a rock the show, but like 100%. if they just doing with a DJ, everybody doing with a DJ, it's a lot of work bringing a band, especially going places on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm in Chicago, a lot of times I will, but on the road, if I'm just doing spot dates, maybe not.
I love that. It kind of brings something sweet to your hometown, too, you know? It gives them something a little bit special. Do you have a favorite instrument? What's your favorite element of the band sound?
I'm in love with bass.
Yeah.
The bass, though, we actually got a dude playing key bass.
Mm.
So it's different because he can slide through tones way crazier. It's different. It's different.
You got any secret talents? Can you play any instruments?
I played with the drums a little bit. I used to play trombone back in the day. It's funny that you asked
one fact.
That. I let that go because that's not what I wanted to do. That's all the only option I got to choose. But I feel like when I flow, I listen to I think of like a hi-hat, because the hi-hat is really what kind of like set the cadence a lot of time.
Yes.
So on the drums, the hi-hat has really always been my favorite.
I love that.
Is this your first year at Kimber Fest?
Yes, actually.
It is? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes. Ours too.
Yes, what's up?
Yeah, we're experiencing this for the first time together.
That's what's up.
I love that.
So we've been asking all the artists if they had to sum up today and how they're feeling with one song that's not yours, preferably. What song would it be?
Everybody Loves the Sunshine.
Oh, wow. That's what's up.
I love that.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Because the rain was going to mess the vibe up. Everybody's sitting there with every finger they got crossed.
It was real quick, though. It was in
there. Yeah, God got us today. You know, we
just like Keem said, we always cover.
We
always cover. I love that. Please, do you have any new music coming out or anything that people should look for?
So I got a new single called In the Mix. We didn't put it in my set because it's so new. We haven't got to make the show version of it yet. But I just dropped a video for that. I actually have a song that's not out, about to come out, that is in my set. It's going to be my last song. Spoiler alert. We flip Alicia Keys' You Don't Know My Name. So
looking forward to that.
You know, hopefully they know my name when it's all said.
Period. And speaking of knowing your name, please tell the people where they can find you online and otherwise.
It's your boy Enos at We Know Enos on all social media. Literally across the board, even my YouTube is We Know Enos. The brand, hard work pays off. HWPO Lifestyle, HWPOLifestyle.com, HWPO Lifestyle on social media. You know, we got a few more entities. Nuance Social is the barbershop. Super dope. We had a fire live music event last night, Second Fridays. Some of the guys was playing on the show was playing at our event last night.
Y'all been working.
3-4 a.m.
Y'all been moving. Y'all are tired. And, you said 4 a.m.
That's why you couldn't find me. And then also, we got a custom apparel printed store, The Work Spot on 51st and Prairie. And we are a part of the entity Gino and Marty's, the Italian restaurant.
Next door
to Noble on Randolph. So make sure y'all support Black
Business. So lots of places to find you. I love that. Well, we're looking forward to hearing your set and seeing you rock the house.
Yeah.
And
I'm
going
to come back
to
y'all and see what y'all think after I'm done.
And you got to
give me like
you
a thumbs
come.
Up or a thumbs
up. I'm sure it's gonna be two.
Yeah, I'm like calm now. I'm probably going to be drenched by the time I'm done.
That's how you know you did it right.
Exactly.
That's how you know you did it right.
Exactly. Thank you so much for giving us your time. Make sure that y'all check out Enos everywhere that you can. And we will be back. It's the Way Before It's a Podcast. Welcome back to Away With Words, the podcast. We are still backstage at Kima Fest. We got Indigo Joe with us.
What's going on?
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling this believing, so I'm feeling fine.
You feeling good? So we are catching you pre-show.
Okay.
So tell us, give us a little taste. Tell us a little bit about what your set is going to be looking like and sounding like.
I guess it's an eclectic version of hip-hop. A lot of different sounds that make up, I guess, a familiar sound that we would call hip-hop.
Okay.
Hearing some hip-hop, some good cadences and high energy, you know.
I definitely noted that you have a very, very like classic hip-hop sound to you. Who are some of your influences?
Some of my influence would be MF Doom, Andre 3000, CeeLo, then go back to like Jazz Al Jarreau, Michael Franks.
Oh, wow.
People like that, you know.
Truly eclectic. I love that.
Yes, so if you could describe your sound in like two words. You've already used eclectic, or did you use it?
We both did.
We both used it. Okay. So if you could describe your sound in like using two words, what would it be?
I'm gonna have to use the word once again, like, or I'll have to say like fusion eclectic. Hip-hop.
I like that. Eclectic fusion hip-hop.
You know what? That sounds better. Eclectic
you should coin that.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so anytime you hear that, make sure you know that that's Indigo Joe.
Yes, ma'am.
I love that.
I like that.
So do you have, I don't know, like what era do you think you're in right now with your music, your sound, your vibe?
Oh, wow. That's kind of hard. I would probably say right here in 2023, between that and 1975,
wow.
And hip hop wasn't actually hip hop then. It's just what I kind of pulled from. You know what I'm saying? So like you'll hear my music today. You'll hear you'll hear certain characteristics of hip hop in it, but it's also mixed with like you know jazz. It's mixed with like samba, all different types of things. You know, still got the heavy bass, the boom. You know, so
that.
Yes, ma'am.
You perform with the live band.
I have worked with a live band before, but not tonight.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, how do you feel about the difference between performing with a live band?
Well, you know, you become more of the music when it's with a live band, so you see how much of an instrument you actually are within yourself, and you're just jumping in with the guys. So, you know, it's a lot different. A lot of people tell me, like, you know, I don't want to hear you unless it is with a band because that's your energy. You know, but we're getting there.
So what are you most excited about for tonight, for your performance?
What am I most excited about my performance? That's a very intricate question. What am I excited about as far as my Well, honestly, just to, you know, anybody that came here on some, you know, on a lower vibration or anyone that came here alone, you know, a factor to pick their head up or, you know, somebody that benefits another individual. So someone can leave with some type of benefit tonight, whether they got to move, whether they got to actually be touched, whatever. You know, it's all beneficial.
I love that. So we've been asking everybody the same question, and I feel like we're gonna get an interesting answer from you. If you could use one song to describe today, this moment in your life, how you've been feeling, what song would it be?
It can't be one of your songs, though.
Yeah, not one of yours.
Ooh.
That changes things.
what song could it be today? For today?
Or just this era of your, this chapter?
I would definitely say there's a song by one of my favorite artists called Michael Franks. It's called I Don't Know Why I'm So Happy I'm Sad. So it's like
that.
It's a pretty cool song.
I love that.
That would be this day in this chapter of my life.
I feel like we should
check it out.
I don't know if we're gonna remember this, but I feel like we should make a playlist out of everybody's songs. It'll be very eclectic. That's the word of the day. It'll be very eclectic.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I love that. Well, please tell the people where they can find your music, where they can find you online,
definitely,
where we can keep up with you.
Yes, ma'am. You can find me on Instagram, Indigo Joe. That's INDIGO, 9-0.
Oh,
once again, that's Indigo Joe. I'm releasing some music at the end of August.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm releasing some old music and actually some new music all in one. I'm dropping a new EP called Goodness Gracious. So,
yes,
be on the lookout for that. But yes, ma'am.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for taking a couple minutes to talk to us.
Thank you.
Make sure that you're looking out for Indigo Joe, and we'll be back. It's Away With Words, the podcast. We are back, Away With Words, the podcast, here at Kemer Fest. We have the Sean Hinton with us.
Yay!
Give it up, give it up,
give it
up. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling amazing. This is awesome. This is my second time being here at Kemer Fest. I was here last year performing with Marcus Kinsey, which is my little brother. So to be here to do my stuff, it's amazing. I'm grateful for the opportunity and experience.
That's exciting. Nice.
Yeah.
I love to hear people that are back for the second and third
time. And I heard like this is their third annual one. So it feels special to me because I feel like I'm a part of the ground floor of it as it's being built. So
that's amazing.
And you're a very accomplished musician yourself, so we appreciate you even making the time.
Oh man, listen, I'm just grateful to be here. My grandfather taught me be grateful because it could go another way. So
100%. Tell us a little bit about what we can look forward to in your set tonight.
Oh wow, classic good R&B. Like I grew up listening to LTD, Earth, Wind and Fire, the Shy Lights. So with my set, it's very reminiscent of that. Like I believe in love. Like I really do. Like I write from that place. Frankie Beverly featuring Maze. That's the type of music that I like. So that's how I write. That's the content. So you hear me tonight, you're gonna hear some, like, you're gonna be able to dance, but it's gonna make you feel good too. It's gonna give you some warm and fuzzies.
I love that.
I like it. Is that how you would describe your sound if you could? Like, is it love? I know you said you love.
It's love. Absolutely. Like, that's what we lack now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm not knocking the new music that I hear nowadays, but, you know, I grew up, my mom used to clean up on the weekends, and we'd be listening to Chaka Khan's Through the Wire. And that left a mark on me. It left a lasting impression. So when I stopped being fearful of the gift and ability that God gave me, I started, you know, just launching out, and that's what the subject content was, love. So yeah, I do love music. That's it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And aside from vocals, you also play a little something as well. Is
absolutely
that right?
I'm a guitarist. I'm of my own merit. Not only am I doing my set, I'm helping out Marcus. Mm-hmm. I'm helping out Kenyon Dix. Him out. I'm the guitarist and musical director for Mary J. Blige.
Yes,
so, yeah.
Yes.
In Chicago, even though, like, I'm not from here, I do a lot of stuff with a lot of people from here. So you can call Chicago, like, my second home.
Absolutely. I love it.
I was born in Rockford, Illinois, though. That's crazy.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And so music just brought you right back.
I come from a family of musicians as well, too. So I got
that.
Family here that's musicians, too. So
I love that.
What did you first start out doing since you kind of have your... been in a lot of different things. What was your first introduction into music? What did you start out?
Wow. Playing in my grandfather's church, and the first instrument that I played, I think every typical church musician played before they play anything else, is drums.
Yeah.
I played drums. Me and my cousins shared. We shared the responsibilities at my grandfather's church until I got tired of sharing the drums with my cousin, and I learned how to play the guitar, and I was hooked. I suffered from my craft. Let me tell you what that means. So once I learned how to play the guitar, I couldn't put it down. So my bedtime, I had a strict bedroom curfew at 8:30. I had to be in bed by 8:30.
Wow.
I would close my door, listen to the radio at home, and practice. And my mom would catch me, and I'd get a whooping every time.
Oh,
so if my mom,
God,
who lives in Missouri now, if she was here right now, she'd say, yeah, he suffered for his craft. So
I love it.
Drums to guitar, and I never looked back after that.
I love that. You knew it was worth it even then.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to say, that's when they say it's not on you, it's in you, and it always has
Come on,
been.
You call that church on the moon.
Okay, I love that.
So we've been asking everybody, what would be a song, if you had to pick one song, not yours, to describe how you're feeling like in this moment, in this time in your life, performing today, what would be that song?
Y'all finna laugh. For a moment like this?
Mm-hmm.
By what's it? Kelly Clarkson.
I love that.
For a moment like this,
some people.
This is, listen, because I promise you, I take nothing for granted.
Okay. Right.
Like, I'm 44 years old.
Ooh,
and I see a therapist, right? And my therapist taught me one of the most valuable lessons I could ever learn. Live in a moment. Live present. Be present in every moment.
Yes.
And in this moment right now, I am completely overwhelmed with joy. I'm happy. Oh. This is amazing because
I love that.
I could be at home right now doing nothing. Mm-hmm. But I'm here in Chicago performing my original music. And I'm covering a Kanye West song. But doing my stuff. And this is amazing. Like, I don't take anything, especially something like this, for granted. So for a moment like this, this is the song that would best describe the mood and the vibe that I'm feeling right now.
I love that. I just want to soak all of that energy up. I absolutely like receive that and want to ooze that back out so that everybody else can soak up your energy. Please tell people where they can find you.
You can find me. Now, here it is. My mom spelled my name S-H-O-N-N. My mom was hood.
I love that.
But you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. It's all S-H-O-N-N-H-I-N-T-O-N.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. We
thank
are so
for
looking forward to seeing
thank you
your
guys
set.
So much. Thank you.
And we are so excited. We got
thank
Sean
you.
Hinton here. We'll be back. It's Away With Words, the podcast.
All right.
Kimmer Fest, we are here with the man, the witness, the legend, Kimmer.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for coming.
You just got off of stage with Gorilla Social. How are you feeling?
I'm a little overwhelmed right now. I got a lot going on, but I'm hyped right now. I'm still like coming down from off stage, but overall, I'm feeling good though. It's a success, so I'm happy right now.
Yes.
How are you feeling about year three? This is the third one. How are you
feeling? I'm feeling good. We on time. You know what I'm saying? You know, black people never on time, so we kind of on time right now. So I'm loving that aspect. Year three is only getting bigger and better. We got a whole bunch of vendors here this year, so I'm excited about that. We got some sponsors this year, so I'm excited about that. So we're just growing and growing each year, so I'm excited. Year four, we already ready for year four. I'm ready to meet tomorrow about year four, so
that's
I'm
amazing. That's amazing that you're already thinking about the next one.
Yes,
I love that. So we're asking everybody, what is a song that you feel like encompasses like your mood for today,
what's the vibes right now?
That's a tough one. Hey, y'all caught me off guard with it. I wish y'all would have prepped me for this before I came. I don't know.
It could be any an album, an artist.
I don't know. I'm just so locked in right now. I can't even think. I can't even lie to you.
Okay.
So I got to come back to that. Can I come back and tell y'all?
Okay.
After we, you know, give me a second.
All right. You can come back and tell us later.
I love that. Well, it seems like you're going to be gearing up for Kimmer Fest 2024. So we're going to gear up for Kimmer Fest 2024.
We
make sure that everybody knows. You're gonna keep the Kimmer Fest at, right? They can all find
at
Kimmer Fest.
Yes, at Kimmer Fest. Yep, at Kimmer Fest on everything. Yep.
Okay.
Find us everywhere, yep.
And where can people find you?
You can find me at King Kimmer on Instagram. That's K-I-N-G because I'm a king. You know what I'm saying? Kimmer, K-A-G-E-M-E-R. On Instagram. That's all you can find me on.
Perfect. We are here with the reason for the season, King Kimmer. Make sure that y'all lock in. Thank you so much. We're still here. Away With Words, the podcast.
Bye.
We are back, Away With Words, the podcast, here at Kimmer Fest. We are here with Kenyon Dixon. Kenny Godson.
What's up, what's up?
How are you? So good to see you.
Yes. I'm amazing. Glad to be here. It's, you know, I feel the energy already, so just excited to hit the stage.
I love that. Yeah. What can we expect from your set tonight?
A lot of R&B. You know what I mean? That's always the goal. So just some good songs, good time.
I love that.
Do you frequent Chicago or?
I feel like I'm in Chicago. I probably play Chicago most often of a lot of cities that I play.
Really?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here pretty often.
I love that. And where are you from?
I'm from LA. I'm from Watts.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. So food wise.
Yeah.
You liking our food better?
I'm gonna say better. I'm a champion of Chicago food though. Like everybody know I love Chicago food. Yeah.
Okay, as long as we got that established, we're all good here. Yeah.
I love it. What do you eat when you come to Chicago? What's like your first stop? Oh really?
Love it.
You like deep dish or? Okay. Yeah, we don't really yeah. bang with it.
I'm like, I would eat it all the time. But
would you?
Yeah,
it's so heavy.
It is heavy.
Yeah.
I tried a spot called Chivoli's.
Oh, okay.
Fire, but you know, I know about the staples, yeah. Portillo's, and Italian Fiesta, and like all.
Oh, okay.
Now, Italian Fiesta is my jam.
Yeah.
Well,
I love that.
This about you. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song of yours? Can I tell you my favorite song of yours? Right now it's Lucky, but it used to be Sky's the Limit.
Okay.
But I'm really feeling lucky right now.
Appreciate it. That's
what's your favorite song by yourself?
Lucky is probably my favorite right now. My favorite to perform would be I Still Love You, though.
Okay. Yeah. I love hearing that.
Yeah. What are you most looking for? Is that the song you're most looking forward to perform today? Are you performing that today?
This will be my second time ever performing that song live because it just came out. So
yeah.
I'm pretty hype about that.
I love it. So we've been asking everybody today that if you could describe this moment with a song, preferably not one of your own, mm-hmm. what song would it be for this moment?
I'm gonna go with Backyard Boogie, West Side Connection. I believe that's who it is. Yeah.
I know that.
That's real west of me, but
yes.
I love that.
Like, it's like a family, it's the cookout vibe, you know what I mean? So
That's a great answer.
So just in case somebody doesn't know and is living under a rock, please tell the people where they can find you, where they can find your music.
I'm Kenyon Dixon on all streaming platforms. Kenny Got Soul online, Twitter, Instagram, it's all the same. But if you love R&B, type Kenyon Dixon in your favorite DSP and you'll get some R&B you love.
We love that. Well, thank you so much for giving us some of your time. We're looking forward to seeing you
thank
on
y'all.
Set. And that is us. That's a wrap for Away With Words, the podcast, live at Kimmerfest. Peace out, y'all.
See y'all later.